Today's daf is daf mem beis. Let's pick it up from the end of mem aleph mem beis, around 8 lines up, the two dots. Gemara is going through a whole discussion of chanufa, how bad chanufa is. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol adam sheish bo chanufa, any person has this midah of chanufa, afilu ubrin shebemei iman mekalin osa, even the fetus would curse such an individual. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Omer l'rasha tzaddik, a person who calls a rasha a tzaddik, which is chanufa, Ata yakvua, you will be cursed. Yakvua amim, the nations will curse you. Yizamu laomim, v'ein kov elaklala. Lashon kov means to curse. Shenemar lo kava kale. It's referring to the story of Bilam and Balak. So kava means kale. V'ein laum, elauber means an uber. Shenemar laum milom yamait. So we see from this pasuk that the uber is going to curse a person who performs chanufa. Another statement of Rabbi Elazar. Bekol adam sheish bo chanufa, nofa begehenim, he's going to fall into gehenim, shenemar, have you haomrim l'ra tov, l'tov ra, those who call bad good and good bad, so calling bad good is referring to chanufa. Mak sivachav, and what's the very next pasuk, says the Gemara? Lachin ka'ochel kash lashon eish, like the way shtrug gets eaten with the tongue of fire, v'chashash leva yirpe. So it's a lashon of eish is referring to gehenim, such a person gets gehenim. Another statement again of Rabbi Elazar, he liked to talk about the topic of chanufa apparently. So he says, person who gives chanufa to his friend, sof nofel biyodo, he's ultimately going to fall into the hand of the person he's giving chanufa to. V'imeno nofel biyodo, and if he doesn't fall to the hand of the one he's being machnef to, then he's going to be nofel biyad banav, then the children of the one who's being machnef. V'imeno nofel biyad banav, if he will not fall to the children of the person he's being chanufa to, then he's going to be nofel biyad ben beno, then one of the descendants of the person he gave chanufa to. And how do we know this to be true? Now that's the onesh. Shenaba, the pasuk says, Vayomer Yirmiyah, Yirmiyah Hanavi said l'chananya, Amen ken yaseh Hashem, yikam Hashem es dvaracha. He said, you did a wonderful thing, Hashem should mimakayim your words. And that was chanufa, he shouldn't be doing this. It was sheker, it wasn't the truth. Siv, and then it says, it furthermore writes, by he and it was, who bishar binyamin, and Yirmiyah was in the gate of binyamin, visham bal pikudos, and there the shomer was standing, ushmo Yiriyah ben Shlomiya ben Hananiah, the grandson of Hananiah, the one who he had give chanufa to, by yispos, as Yirmiyah, he grabbed onto Yirmiyah Hanavi, lemar saying, el akazdim atanofa, you're going to fall to the hand of the kazdim, v'yomer Yirmiyahu, Yirmiyah says back to him, sheker, neni nofel al akazdim, I will not. End up being Vayitpos Yiriyahu ben Yirmiyahu v'yivei al-Asam. And he brought them to the Kazim. So we see it happened. They did fall to the grandchild of that who he was, Machnef. Yet another statement in the name of Rabbi Lazar about Chanufa. He says, Kol ha'eda sheyish b'chanufa m'usa k'nida. Any eda, any group, any tzibur that has Chanufa is considered disgusting like a nida. So what does that mean? How do we know this to be true? Shenemar, the pasuk says, the pasuk appears in Eov, ki adas chanef galmud. The adas, the tzibur of chanufa, that performed chanufa, is galmud. What's galmud? Shekein mikroche yam, those who traveled the sea, currently nida galmuda, they call nida galmuda. My galmuda, what does that even mean? What's the connection? Gemula mibale. Gemula is a lashon of to be separate from. Rashi says gemula is lashon bedula. Be bold of dull to separate from. So based on an evolution of the word, end up turning into to galmud. That means to be distant. Then the Gemara says, Vamer Belazar, another statement again from Rabbi Elazar, Kol Eda Sheish Bachanufa Lasof Gola, such a tzibur who gives Hanufa will ultimately get exiled. How do we know? Ksiv Hachet says here in this pasuk we mentioned above, Ki Adas Chanav Galmud. And the pasuk says elsewhere, this pasuk appears in Yeshaya. It says that the amarta b'lavecha mi yela li es ela vani shikula v'gamuda gola v'sora. It says lashon of gamuda in the pasuk Yeshaya, and it also says the very next word is gola. Such a person who performs galmuda or chanufa will be gola, will be exiled. Okay, so we're done with all the different statements of Rabbi Elazar regarding chanufa. Now the Gemara concludes the parak saying, "Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ba'Aba arba kitos ein mekablos pnei Hashchina." There are four groups of people who are not able to be mekabel the pnei Hashchina, that they're not zocha to be mekabel the pnei Hashchina. Who are these four groups? Kas leisim, the people sitting around just being leitanis, joking around, wasting time. Kas chanifim, those who sit around giving chanufa and flattery to people. Kas shkarim, shashakarim, those who are sitting around lying, and kas misabri lashon hara, those who are sitting around engaging lashon hara. How do we know that these four groups don't get mekabla pnei shechina? Kas leitzim, we know dechsev mashach yado es lo tzitzim, he pulls his hand away from those who are involved in leitzonus. Kas chanifin, how do we know that the person doesn't get pnei shechina? Dechsev ki lo lefanav chanaf yavo, I will not go in front of those who are being chonef. And kas shekarim, those who are lying, dechsev dover shekarim lo yichin l'neged einei, I will not go against up against the eyes of those who lie. And finally, kas misapri lashon hara, those who sit around in a group of talking lashon hara, dechsev kilo el chayvetz rasha ata lo yagruchara, tadik Hashem lo yagur migruchara. How do you know this pasuk refers to lashon hara? So Rashi says, the very last Rashi in the parak here, lo yagruchara, lo yagurim chara, I will not live with the one who is evil. The Gavi Misapri Lashon Hara Ksiv, it says, Dechsiv Bahuv Parsha, it's referring to. So the whole context is apparently Lashon Hara. So Hashem says in this pasuk, the pasuk that appears in Tehillim, Ki again, Ki lo kel chafet, to Hashem does not desire Rasha ata lo yagrucha ra, I will not sit with evil. So that's what we know, the last one. Hadronalach Elu Nemar. Okay. Begin the new parak now. The parak is entitled Meshulach Melchama. We are just a week away from making a siyum.
Yeah, I know. I'm 1 week away.
So the Mishnah says, I think it's your first time you'll be home for a siyum. For a long time. Okay, so the Mishnah says Meshulach Melchama. So Meshulach Melchama, Rashi tells us, is referring to a Kohen Shenizra Belechach. He was anointed. He was elevated to such a status. And he would go out and make these announcements. So what would he say? Bishah shemidaber el ha'am, when he would speak to the Am and tell them who's supposed to go to the war, who's allowed to go back home, he would say, B'lashon HaKodesh, he has to speak in Hebrew, the way the Pesukim describe in Parshas Ki Tseitzei. Hayim medaber, he would speak. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'hayav bekir vechem el mechama, and when you're coming close to fight in battle, V'nigash ha'koin, and the Kohen comes forward, he meets you, D'zeh Kohen Meshuach Mechama, that refers to Meshuach Mechama. And then it says, "V'daber l'am, speak to the Am." B'lashon HaKodesh, the Mishnah Darshans, has to be spoken in the Hebrew. V'amar le'am, he says to them, "Shema Yisrael, Hashkla Yisrael, listen to me, pay attention. Aloi veichem, blo alchechem, on your enemies, but not on your brothers." This is all part of the Pesukim, I believe, right?
Yeah.
It says, "Right, aloi veichem." What it means is, "Lo alchechem." So you're supposed to fight with your enemies, but don't fight with your brothers. Lo Yehuda. Al Shimon lo Shimon al Binyamin. Now you can't fight with each other, the different Shvatim. Shim taflu biyadam yircham olechem. If they will fall in your hands, you will have mercy on you. They have mercy on you. So they're not considered your brothers.
It's explaining why did he need to say aloi veichem.
Uh-huh. So you have mercy on them, Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, Vayakumu ha'nashim asher nikvu b'shemos. And the men stood up, those whose names were inscribed, v'yachziku b'shivya, and they held on to they captured someone, v'chol marumehem hilbushu min hashalal, and they took from the spoils, v'yabishem v'yinilum, and they took the clothing and the shoes, v'yachilum v'yashkum, and they ate and they drank, v'yayisichum v'yinahlum v'chamorim v'chol b'koshel, u'v'yavim yurecho ir tamarim etzal achayhem, they brought them to the brothers, v'yashuv l'shomim. So you see from this passage, when they engage in fighting within each other, civil wars, they had mercy on each other, they took care of each other. But al veichem atem holchem, shim tiplu yadam eim racham lechem. In contrast to when you fight your enemies, the other nations of the world don't have racham to them. You have to be strong and don't weaken yourselves. Then you would say further, the Meshuach Mechama would say, al yerech levavchem al tiru v'al tach bezu. Don't let your hearts melt, don't be scared, don't tremble. Al yerech levavchem, what does that mean? Mipnei tzahalas, hasusim, because of the noise of the susim, the hooves of the horses are making noise. V'tich tzuchach hacharavos, and the sharpening and the clashing of the swords with each other. Al tiru, don't fear, what does that mean? Mipnei hagafas trusim, from banging their shields against each other. V'shivas hakalgasim, and the many soldiers, all the noise, the buildup, all that, the sounds of war, don't let that scare you. Al tach bazu, what does that refer to? Mikol kronos, don't be scared of the shofar blowing that they're making. Al taratzu, what does that mean? Mipnei kol tzvachos, from their screaming. All those things, don't be scared. All the noise you hear, that's part of their tactics, it's part of their mental warfare. Don't let that get to your head. Kasher melkim halich imachem, because Hashem walks within you, with you. Heim ba'im b'nitzchono shel bas v'dam, v'atem ba'im b'nitzchono shel makom. The goyim rely on themselves, on man, and we, you guys, Klal Yisrael, we rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So there's nothing to fear. So plishim ba'u, so plishim once came, b'nitzchono shel galyas, and they were relying on Galyas, as we know, who was quite strong and large. Mahaya Sofa, what was the end? This is all the Mashiach Mechama would explain all of this. So what would happen? Well, Mahaya Basofa, we know, the Sof Nafal Becherev, he fell on a sword, the sword of David, V'niflu Imo, and along with them, the entire Plishim fell apart. B'nei Amon Bo came along, B'nei Amon B'nitzchono Shel Shovach, they came along with an army, and Mahaya Sofa, what was the end? The Sof Nafal Becherev, in the end they fell on a sword, V'niflu Imo, and the entire nation fell. But you are not. You guys rely on Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's very apropos for what's going on right now. We feel like there's no place to look. The Plishtim are not stronger, but they're certainly everywhere. So we have what's Basofo? We have who to rely on. They'll be scared of. They're screaming, and they always scream, and they do all these different things, and the knives, and the swords, and the shields. But Maya Basofo with Galios and Bnei Amon. The Kohen continues to explain, because Hashem's with you, Hashem's going to fight your battles. Ze machne Aram. This refers to the encampment of the Aram, that within them were the luchos and the broken luchos, and that's going to go out in front of you and fight your battles. So that's the conclusion of the Mishnah. This is the whole oration that the Mashiach Mechama would say. So Gemara wants to know now, my Kamar, what exactly is going on here? What Gemara Rashi explains, what the question the Gemara is, Heichi Yalef Lashon HaKodesh Mehacham. How do you learn from these psukim that the Mashiach Mechama would have to recite this whole statement in Hebrew? So explains the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Vidaber Ulahalan Omer Moshe Yidaber Elokim Yanenu Bekol. It says Daber when talking about the Mashiach Mechama. And then to Moshe Yidaber later on, so Malahalan B'Lashon HaKodesh, just like we know Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu conversed in Lashon HaKodesh, Afkam Lashon HaKodesh, so too here, we have to, through the Gezeir Shava, the Mashiach Mechama has to speak Dafka in Hebrew. So Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanur Rabbanan, V'nigash HaKohen V'daber El Ha'am. The Kohen comes forward and he starts to speak to the nation, and the Braisa says, Yachol Kol Kohen Shayirtza, maybe any Kohen's allowed to come. It doesn't specify which Kohen. Tamalomer V'dibru HaShotrim, and the Shotrim will speak. What does that mean? Ma Shotrim B'mamuna, Af Kohen B'mamuna. When the Shotrim would speak, they would articulate, they would repeat the words of the Kohen Mashiach Mechama. So Shotrim aren't just anyone. Shotrim are people who are elected to be in their positions of being police officers. So just like the Shotrim, the ones who would speak, were appointed, so too the Kohen who initially spoke also has to be one who was appointed, not just any Kohen who wants. Ve'ema Kohen Gadol. So maybe if it's an appointed Kohen, maybe it should be the Kohen Gadol who should do this. Do me the shoter. Ma shoter sheish memuna agavav af kohen sheish memuna agavav. It can't be. Because just like the shotrim have people above them, they're not the highest officer. So too, the kohen who speaks have to have someone who's higher than him, as opposed to the kohen gadol, who no one's higher than the kohen gadol, so he can't be the one speaking. Versus, what do you mean? Kohen gadol nami ha'ika melech agavav bavod agavav. The kohen gadol is not the greatest. The melech has greater kavod and greater, not kedusha, but greater kavod than the kohen gadol. One example is that the king would get a haircut every single day. The kohen gadol would only get one once a week. That's one example that there's a higher kavod we give a king. So the kohen gadol can then be the mashiach mechama. Mara says, no, bavodasu kamar. Within his line of service, the shoter in his line of service is being a police officer, he's not the highest authority, so he's allowed to be. So the Kohen Gadol, in his avoda, he is the highest authority, so he does not qualify for the Mashiach Mechama. So Gemara says, Ve'ema Sagan, maybe the Sagan is the second in command to the Kohen Gadol, he's the backup Kohen Gadol, so let him be the one saying this, he has the Kohen Gadol who serves above him. Gemara says, the Sagan Lab Mamona, the Sagan was never appointed, no one appointed, it's not an official position. The Tanya, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Skan Kohanim Lama, Skan Mumuna. So why was the Skan ever appointed? Sheim Ira Bo Psul B'Kohen Gadol Nichnas Meshamish Tachlav. He's a backup, but there's no actual position to his current. He's just a backup. The backup quarterback. I guess he's a quarterback, but the backup Kohen Gadol is not viewed as a backup Kohen Gadol. He just in case he'll be the next phone call. I guess it would be like the vice president would be considered a title. But let's say the head of the, I don't know who's after the vice president, the head speaker of the house, I think, is after the vice president if need be. So he's not really, he's not considered the vice president.
Right.
Happens to be. If there's needed, then he's the next one to call. That's why the Skan doesn't qualify, because he's not appointed. Okay, the Gemara now says on the bottom here, Amar Aleim Shema Yisrael. So the Kohen Mishrach Muhammad would say, Shema Yisrael, Klai Yisrael here, pay attention, listen to what I'm about to say. Ma'ishna Shema Yisrael, why do they say Shema Yisrael? So Amar Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Yochai, Amar Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Shem says to Klai Yisrael, Afilu lo kayamtem ela kriyas Shema Mishrach Vesvarvis, Yatem Nimsar B'yodam. Don't be so scared. Shema Yisrael is supposed to realize, if you said Shema Yisrael, if you were Mekayim that Pasuk just in the morning and night, and that's the only thing you ever did, that's enough to protect you, and don't be scared. And then the Gemara says, "Al yirach levavchem." By the way, interesting. I'm just thinking, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. There's a machlokas in the Gemara in Menachos. How much a person has to learn? How do you define the words "v'gisa bo yom v'laila"? So literally, it means to learn all day long. You're supposed to learn "v'gisa bo," be osek and learning morning and night. So Rabbi Shmuel says that's what it means. You have to learn all day long, and there's no time for learning anything else. You can't learn chachma yivanis. There's no time for that. So it comes on the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he says, no, you're mekayim it by saying Shema in the morning, and Shema in the evening, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Higeisa b'yom v'laila. So it's the same thing, he's the same one saying this as well.
Which is interesting because Rabbi Yochai was also the one who said you're not supposed to work.
Exactly, yeah, so you have to, they point.
In a way it contradicts what you...
Exactly. So one of the answers for that, they say, is that he says there was no chiv to work, to learn all day long. He just says one's allowed to. There's a concept right. Of kola exists. But all you have to do, the bare minimum, is saying Shema in the morning, Shema in the evening, and that's Mekayim, the Gisa Bo Yomim Velayla. So according to this reading of the Rabbi Shimon, it's not just like, just Stam Shema in the morning, Shema in the evening. It's actually Mekayim, as if you're learning all day long.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Aleim Shema Yisrael, I read that already, sorry. Ayach Levavchem Al Tirel V'chulei Tanu Rabbanon. Pamayim Medaber Imam, he speaks twice to the nation. Achas b'sefer, achas b'mechama. Once in the sefer, when they are kishiyatsu me'artchem, says Rashi. When they, oh no, not b'sefer, probably b'sapar. On the borders, I think.
Right.
So when they're about to leave, achas b'svar, and achas b'mechama. B'svar mahomar, when they're about to leave to war, what would they say? He says, shimu divrei marche mechama, listen to the words from those who are the arche mechama, those who are organizing the nation for the war, the generals. So who's really capable? Who's roy? Rashi says me roy lachs or me roy lelech. That's when he would say who's ready to go out and who's supposed to go back home. Mahu omer, what would he say? Sorry, I skipped a line there. The chazu b'mechama, right? Shimu divrei merchay mechama, and then the chazu b'mechama, and then when they return back from the mechama.
Erech and Mechama are those who are actually fighting, right? Those who fought already.
Right. Shimu Derei Merech
HaMechama V'Chazur. Right.
So those who are ready to go and those who are right to go back. That's what he'd speak about. He would go through the list of things. Rashi says, V'Chazur, Harun Lachzor, Kigon Banes Habayis, V'Natei Karim V'Ireis, all these things, all this Peturim was the first thing he would say. Then, B'Mechama, what would he say during the Mechama, Mahu Omer? Don't be scared. Now that you guys are, those who are ready to fight are ready, don't be scared. And he says four different languages of fear. For the four things that the goyim would do. Osim magifin umari. The magifin, they'd bang, I think he's referring to bang the shields together. Mari, and they would blow the shofar and trumpets. Tzavachim, they would scream. Veromsim, they would have the horses make noise with their hooves. So that's the two different stages. Again, first, who's supposed to fight, who's supposed to go home, and then, once they're about to fight, about giving them chizuk to stay strong. Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Plishtim bo benitzchono shel Golios. As we know that they were relying on Golios, and at the end of the day, David killed him. So Golios, so the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shaman begilei panim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is his name called Golios? Because he stood with Gilei Panim, with tremendous chutzpah, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Biru lachem ish v'yered elai. He says, choose for you a person, and have him come down to me. V'ein ish el HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to fight Hashem directly. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Hashem ish mechama. Samar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Hareini mapila ayyede ben ish. No, I'm going to make it look very disgraceful. I'm going to send a human being to fight you. Shenemar, v'david ben ish, Afarti Azeh. So then Amar Rabbi Yochan Mishum Rabbi Meir B'shloshim Mekomus L'chadu Piv L'osa Rasha. There are three places where Golios he kind of got stuck in his own speech.
Right. It cost him his own the mice.
So, echad, one is Bru Lachem Ish V'Yer Elai, as we just saw. He wanted to fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he ended up finding a Benish. Idach, Emyucha Lilachem Iti V'Ikani. If someone's able to fight me and beat me and kill me, in the end, he was killed. V'Idach, the third instance is the Kamar Lei, the David, he says to David, Hachel Vanochi Ki Ata Ba'i Lai B'Makos, my dog, you come chasing me with sticks? In the end, he ended up killing him. So Gemara says, David Nami Amarle. David also said to Sugalios, Ata Ba'i Lai B'Cherev V'Chanis V'Chidon. He says, you're coming to me with a sword, with a spear, and I'm not sure what a kidon is exactly. Something else. V'hadar Amarle, Anochi Ba'i Lecha V'Shem Hashem Tzokos Elkei Yisrael, Marachos Yisrael Asher Charafta. And I'm coming to you simply with the Shem Hashem. So what's his added point saying here?
It's saying kind of that David also said something like that, but it's very different because he actually... No, that is a question and an answer. It's saying, but David, you know, David HaMelech also said that. It says, and the answer is, Hadar Amar Levanochita Elecha V'Shem Hashem.
He says, I'm coming to you with Shem Hashem.
Right. And that's why, you know, what he said first are actually only a Petach for what he said afterwards.
Okay. Gemara then says, Vayigash HaPlishti Hashkem V'Hariv. And the Plishti, Galia said, is he got up early in V'Hariv, and early in the mornings, early in the evenings.
If you want to go, tell me, I can finish myself, of course. So tell me when you want to go.
Yeah, I think I still have time. So right, this is a lot of Agatha anyways.
Right.
So Amar B'Yochanan says, Kidei Levatlan Mikriashma Shachas Arvis. He wake up early in the mornings to try to be Mevatel Klal Yisrael from saying Shema both in the morning and the evening. So you get up to basically the Charif to curse Klal Yisrael to undermine their Kochos of Shema. Then it describes Vayisyatev Arba Yom. He stood for 40 days. Amar B'Yochanan, what that means is, he stood for 40 days in order to undermine the koach that we received the Torah in 40 days. And a man named Goliath came from among the camps of Plishim. So, what does it mean, Beinayim? So, he was clean from any mum. He wasn't ugly, he was very handsome looking. No, he was a he wasn't even the strongest. He was the middle among the brothers. He wasn't the weakest. Wasn't the strongest. The Bei Rabbi Yishila Amar Shu also Kivinin. Now he was made like a rock, like a building. He was so strong, like a building.
It seems that Goliath was one of four brothers.
Right. So he was he wasn't the strongest
and
or the weakest.
Four of them were huge.
Right. The next proud is again that the Bei Rabbi Yishila Amar Shu also Kivinin. He was as large as a building. B'yochan Amar Bar Mea. Papi v'chadu nani. He was the son of 100. He had one father, but his mother had been with 100 men.
Right.
Okay. Fine. Then the Gemara describes Galia Shmo mi Gas. He came from Gas. So Tani Rav Yosef, what it means is Shakol Dashin Esimo. Kigas, everyone was with his mother like one would press on in a wine press. Ksiv, it says further, Maros, he came from Maros, from the caves of Plishtim. The Karinon Mimarchos, but we read it as Mimarchos as opposed to Mar. We had a chaf in the reciting of it. Tatan Rav Yosef, Shakol Herubimo, that everyone was, again, Lashon Maros, Lashon that they were with his mother. Ksiv, it says further, Harafa, Uksiv Arpa, describing this place of, one is Rus, so referring to Rus. So Rav Ushmul Chadamar Harfa Shema, her real name was Harafa, Ulama Nikra Shema Arpa, as we know in Rus. She called Orphan also Meachra. They would have Bia Shloka Darka, from the back it describes Orf, is referring to the back of the neck. Chadamar, the other one describes Arpa Shema, her real name is Arpa, Ulama Nikra Shema Harafa, she called Dashin Osa. Harifos. Everyone would have tashmish with her, like harifos, like apparently the way wheat is pressed and cracked and grinded in the mill.
Now it's talking about
ARPA from the story of Rus. We just changed gears, but we're going to other things about darshaning different names. No, the truth is, but this is mentioned in Harappa is mentioned in the context of Shmuel Beis still. It's not Shmuel Beis though. It's fightings of wars of Mephilishim, Lav Dafka with Galios. It's much later on in Shmuel. Then Gemara says, "Achenu Omer." That's what the pasuk says. Hatikach, and she took. It brings a riot, the lashon of Raphos refers to grinding wheat. Ibai Seima, another pasuk that supports this is Behacha im tichtosh es heevil b'machtesh b'soch harifos ba'alei be'eli. Another pasuk that tells me the lashon of Rapha refers to grinding. As Arbas Eila Yuldu laRapha begas, these four were born to Rapha in Gas. Va'iplu b'yad David v'yad Avadav, and they fell into the hands of David, into the hands of his servants. My ninu, who are these four? Amar Chizya Saf. Umadon, Galios, Vishbi Benov. So this is related to the story of Galios then. So these are the four who were the four sons who fell to David Amel. Vayiplu b'yad David v'yad Avadav. So they fell to the hands of David and his servants. Tichsiv atishak arpa lachamosa. Verus dafka ba. Right, so she kissed her mother-in-law and Rus clinged to her. So Amar Yitzchak, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yavo b'nei Anishuka. The ones B'nai Neshuka is referring to Arfa. V'yiplu b'yad B'nai Hadvuka to fall in the hands of Rus. So this started a long time ago. Back from Rus and Arpa, ultimately David came from them. So that's the background. That's what's going on for Arpa. She was called Arpa in the story of David HaMelech. Ended up being Arpa was the mother, Harapha, the mother of Golias, who ended up fighting against David, who came from Rus. Darsh Rava made the following drasha. B'schar Arpa Demalos. And the reward of four tears, Shahurita Arpa al Chamosa, that she cried for her mother-in-law. So two tears from two drops from each of the eyes, a total of four. Zocht of Yatsum Imena Arba Giborim. She was Zocht of four strong children. Shinem Arba Tishsena Kolan. She lifted her voice, Vitivkena Ode, and she cried further. So she was Zocht of such strong children.
So this is talking. So I understand the relationship between Arpa and Arpa.
So it's the same person.
So here it's saying it's the same person?
Same person. Why is it called one place this and the other place something else?
So Orpah is the same woman that gave birth to Goliath and the three brothers.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like from the Gemara, yeah.
But, one second. What, the timing was completely different from one second.
I'm not sure how old Goliath was. I don't know the age. David was what to Rus? Grandson, was it? I don't know how many generations it was.
It's more.
More?
Yeah. I mean, you have to look at the...
Yes, I don't know. So, it does sound off. So, David was young at the time also. I don't know how old Goliath was.
Okay.
So, the Gemara says, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Chet Chaniso. So, Chet is a lashon of an arrow. The Karinan, Eit Chaniso. We call it the wood. The wood of his spear. So, Amar Bi Elazar, Adain lo higiyanu lechati shavachol she'osa rasha. So we didn't even get to the chet, the lashon half. We didn't even get to half of the greatness, the strength of Galios. Mikan also l'sabev shvachon shurasham. So why don't we describe his greatness and how much David accomplished in killing him? So we learn from here, you're not allowed to describe the greatness of Rasham. You can't describe it. So we only can speak half of it. Some of the powers, the kochos, but we can't go the full length in describing how strong he was. V'lo liftach bay, klal. So maybe we shouldn't talk about it at all. Don't even introduce any of his strengths. We wanted to talk about it a little bit in order to l'odias shivcha de David, that David was able to overcome the gevura of Goliath. So we have to have some medium, a little bit of his strength, but not all of his strength, to be described. Let's get to the...
You want to get to the next to
David? Maybe it's a good spot, actually. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Should we try to get to the two dots on our own?
I can for sure.
So yes, let's try to get to the two dots, I guess, on our own, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Just a few lines. It reads pretty quickly.
I'm going to do it right now.
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.